This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We begin tonight with the situation rapidly spiraling out of control in northern Syria. 1 week since President Trump ordered U.S. forces out of that region, effectively abandoning America's allies in the fight against ISIS. This video right here appearing to show Turkey's military bombing Kurd civilians in a Syrian border town. The Kurds, who fought alongside the U.S. against ISIS. Now, horrific reports of atrocities committed by Turkish-backed fighters on those very allies. A reporter, take a look at this live streaming video when a convoy is hit by a Turkish airstrike.
Oh, how incredibly unfortunate that that video was from Kentucky. Oh my goodness. I take 5 days off of work to sit around with my kids to celebrate a magnificent Columbus Day weekend, and Syria is being attacked from Kentucky. What do you expect? Well, the world of fake news just got a little faker over the last 24 hours, and I'm watching Project Veritas as they continue to release videos that are showing behind the scenes with their what they're referring to as, ironically, CNN whistleblower, and it's quite interesting to watch and to take in. Now, somebody else who's been in the news lately who has found himself blocked from Twitter and allowed back into the Twitter sphere. You might know him as Carpe Donctum. He is also goes by Logan Cook. It's great to talk to you, Logan. Thanks for coming on the show with us today.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing fine. It's my first day back after a five-day weekend of weirdness in the news between the CNN whistleblower tapes, but then also, I got to tell you, I have a lot of followers at Annie Fry Show on my Twitter that follow you as well, and I was getting messages yesterday. Carpe Donctum's been banned from Twitter. He's been banned. He's suspended, blah, blah, blah. And then all of a sudden, I pulled up Twitter last night, and you're back. What in the world happened to your Twitter account yesterday?
Well, you know, it was a very short ban. It was about an hour, I think. What actually happened was the official story from Twitter is that they banned me for copyright infringement for a video that was 21 months old. It was released in February of 2018. It's just a Super Bowl commercial parody. So that was the official story, and there was an immediate outcry from lots of people, and they reversed it quickly. But I'm very careful about copyright stuff. Like if the process is they issue like a DMCA takedown for any copyright stuff that's claimed, and really, you should be fine as long as you comply with it, and I've always complied with it. Like, if you put the video back up after they've taken it down, they can just immediately ban you. So, I never repost.
Okay.
But, you know, a lot of the stuff that I share is, you know, it's got copyrighted material in it. It's all parody or fair use, but Twitter does not have a process for you to appeal a takedown. So really it's a free for all for anybody that wants to take a video down can go over there, submit a claim. And really the only recourse that the person that posted it has is to send all their private information to a third party,
Yikes.
Which you don't know what they're going to do with it.
Yeah.
I mean, we're talking about like social security number. We're talking
Holy
about
cow.
A driver's license. It's crazy.
That is crazy.
I get them like probably three or four times a month. So I've had probably 30 or 40 videos taken down, and there's really nothing you can do except for just say, well, I guess I can't have that on Twitter anymore.
Well, let's talk about that. We're speaking with Carpe Donctum on Twitter. Many people follow you at Carpe Donctum. I'd encourage people to check it out. You also, is it that you run, do you own Meme World?
I own MemeWorld.com.
Which is
sort of a backup. It's a backup of just my stuff and then a bunch of my friends who are also kind of big in the meme world.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a place for them to post.
Yeah. Well, I want to talk about memes because it's a very new thing. I mean, relatively speaking to certainly the political world, but the internet in and of itself is younger than I am. So I think it's something that is interesting, that is infiltrating the politics of our, you know, daily 24/7 news cycle. You've really made a name for yourself as a memesmith. Can you explain, just for people who may not be as familiar with memes, I think most everybody knows what a meme is, they just might not know it's called a meme. How did you get into this, and what are you trying to do with your action there on Twitter, on memeworld.com, and your participation in the political scene?
Well, you know, like I guess the first thing would be, what is a meme? It's kind of the new form of marketing, you know. In previous generations, it was 30-second ad commercials. You know, Budweiser does the Budweiser frogs and things like that. You know, it's turning a political cartoon, or it really could be anything. It doesn't even have to be political, but turning something into a visual joke that people can share. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that would be the basic premise. And then as far as how it's gotten into politics, It's political cartoons made sort of real life. And you can put a lot of messaging and a lot of ideas into just a short clip that you couldn't do necessarily with, an mm-hmm. op-ed or something like that. You can say a lot in a short amount of time. And, when you're using popular culture, like, things from movies or things like that, the audience can immediately get the context of what the scene is, and they can understand what's going on really quickly. So I think it's a powerful medium. And what we're doing over there is just, we're spreading the messages that we want to spread, political messages, showing political candidates a lot now since we're entering the 2020.
Yeah.
Space of the election, sharing political messages and exposing flaws in candidates and just showing how the reality does not match up with the narrative.
We're speaking with Carpe Donctum. You can go to his website at memeworld.com. Follow him on Twitter at Carpe Donctum. The Kingsman video shown at the Trump resort, like that whole story became a really big story over the weekend. And it seems as though the aftermath of that story has many people running to their predictable corners on the right of side of the aisle and on the left side of the aisle. But what was your involvement in that video and your reaction to that story becoming part of the national news cycle this past weekend?
Well, The creator of that video was not me. It's actually a friend of mine, and he's a contributor at Meme World. But the video was played it was in a small room that most people didn't even know existed. It was not a lot of the articles I've read, probably 40 articles in the last day. Most of the articles say things like, it was a screening, or, you know, it was this video that was shown to everybody. It was a small meme exhibit.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a loop of about, I'd say a couple hundred memes. And it was one of that. Now, it shouldn't have been included. It's obviously got violent content in it, but, the actual context of the video, is, the people in that church come up to Trump and say that they're going to put his kids in cages. Actually, I think that the first person that you see is Peter Fonda, who actually said he wanted to put Barron in a cage with pedophiles.
Mm.
And that's what he's saying to Trump. And then it's this over the top reaction set to the scene of the Kingsman. It's kind of ironic how upset the media got over this, when the original context of the movie was, it was someone shooting up a church full of Christians, in cold blood and everything like that. So it also comes from the same place that, like, the story was broken by the New York Times, who spent an entire summer defending a play in which there was a call for the cabinet to assassinate the president.
It's the double standard that we continue to see, you know, and I frequently will say, just because there's a double standard doesn't mean that I only want, like, that I want Democrats to get treated the way Republicans get treated. I just wish we were all treated better and fairly. And, you know, what I hear you say is that video, that meme video, should not have been shared in that context specifically.
Right.
And secondly...
Right, it shouldn't have been shared in that context.
And secondly, the magnitude, like, the way the story was reported originally was that, you know, it's almost sounding like Trump had a special event at his resort to show the world this video. And the more we hear about it, the more we realize this was very ancillary to the situation and unfortunate at the same time.
Right. And then I think that's the major takeaway is that there's a 3-day event with 1,000 or more people there. And the only thing that was reported on by the mainstream media was this video that was in a back room that maybe 10 people saw. And it was part of a loop of 200 memes. It's exactly the way the media spins everything, is they'll take an event like this it was a great event. We had great speakers there.
Mm-hmm.
We all got to talk to everybody, you know, it was a great event, but the only thing that comes out of it is this one negative thing that's,
because it's politically
apparently
advantageous.
Only the New York Times saw.
Yeah, that's it, right. It fits the agenda. I got like 10 seconds left here right now. We're speaking with Carpe Donctum on Twitter at Carpe Donctum, online memeworld.com. You were banned for like an hour and you came back. You didn't have the followers when you came back that you had when you left. Ultimately, Twitter's banning of you, has it helped you? Has it hurt you?
I'm up 14,000 followers, so I think we'd say that was a help.
Well, thanks, Twitter, right? Absolutely. It's great to speak with you. Logan Cook, better known as Carpe Donctum on Twitter, Carpe Donctum. We really appreciate your time here. We look forward to maybe talking to you again here in the future.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Yep, absolutely. Like I said, online at memeworld.com, on Twitter at Carpe Donctum. I know that you've seen some of his memes before. There was a lot of talk while I was gone over the weekend with that video that went out. I saw the beginning of it and I was like, I don't even want to watch this. I didn't love it. And, you know, their free speech that you don't like is still free speech. And we are running down a road fast where we are putting in the hands of people who are in charge of our government the opportunity to righteously decide what is correct and what isn't correct. And I'm kind of tired of it. So if I don't like it, I'm not going to watch it. And I'm going to tell you I don't like it. But that doesn't mean that it needs to cease to exist. Man, it is not my world that you are all just living in. It never has been. It never will be. We're going to speak with Amy Ehlich when we come back. Now, if you don't know her yet, you definitely want to get to hear what she has to say next, because when we talk about the stuff that's going on in the state of Illinois and we discuss the issues that are facing taxpayers in the state of Illinois, and you say to me all the time, Annie, what can we do about this? How can we make this work? Well, Amy's going to be somebody who's going to do something for you. So you want to hear what it is. We'll be right back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.